ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो आई विल चैंट द मंगलाचरण बिफोर वी स्टार्ट द क्लास। यम प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेन्दुस्तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि यः स्वानुभावमखिला श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतितिर्षतां तमोन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयः पुराण गुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस 9.13.7-8। यस, सो एट्थ श्लोका इज देयर ऑन द बोर्ड। आई विल चैंट टेक्स्ट नंबर 7। इन केस यू हैव स्मार्टफोन्स एंड यू हैव द श्लोका इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू, यू कैन चैंट विद मी और चैंट आफ्टर मी। गंधवस्तुषु तद्देहं निधाय मुनिसत्तमः समाप्ते सत्र यागे चा देवान उचुः समागता। इज दैट द श्लोक? नो, द नेक्स्ट वन इज देयर, एट इज देयर। गंधवस्तुषु विद इन द परफ्यूम्ड थिंग्स तद्देहं हिज body, that means the body of Nemi Maharaj Nidhaya was kept by Munisattama, by the best of the Brahmanas. And then samapte satra yage cha, that means after the yagya, that the whole yagya was finished, then they had asked the demigods who had samagatan. So they had asked to the demigods to revive Nemi Maharaj. During the performance of the yagya, the body relinquished by Maharaj Nimi was preserved in fragrant substances, and at the end of the Satra Yag, the great saints and Brahmanas made the following request to all the demigods assembled there. So now we'll read text number 8. There is no commentary on this, Srila Prabhupada. But just reminds me of mummies, not mummy, but mummies which are there in pyramid in of Egypt, where they also preserve the body. They have some conception that at the time of, I don't know what is the word they call, judgment day, the final judgment day, then they will all revive and they will again become some kind of kings again. I don't know what is the plan, but here it is possible that they preserve the body of Maharaj Nimi. Okay, let's go and read text number 8. Ragyo jivatu deho yam prasannaha prabhavo yadi tathetya ukte nimihi praha मा भून्मे देह बंधनम. सो लेट अस गेट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू द श्लोका एंड विल पिक अप द वर्ड्स एज इट इज इन द अन्वय. द वर्ड फर्स्ट वर्ड विल बी यदि. दैट इज वेरी इजी टू अंडरस्टैंड. यदि मीन्स इफ. प्रभव मीन्स दोज हु हैव इन्फ्लुएंस. प्रभाव इन हिंदी वी से प्रभाव. सो यू आर definitely very influential. The brahmanas are telling to the demigods, yadi prabhavah prasannah, you are influential, you are powerful, but if you are pleased with us, with this yagya, tada. Is there a word something called tada? Okay, so in the anvay they added tada. That means then ragya ayam deha. This body of this of the king, jivatu also you can see, astu, may it be like this, that this body of this king may become alive again. Tatha iti, we have heard the word tathastu. Let this happen. Tatha iti was spoken by this part was spoken by the brahmanas. Tatha iti, okay, so whatever you have said, let it come to pass, was spoken by the demigods. Then ukte nimihi tatha iti ukte. So that after this, after the demigods had said this, nimi praha, that means that the king nimi said, me deha bandhanam mabhut. Ma means not. So that means let this bondage to this material body may not happen to me again. So this is how we get introduced to the shloka. Let us read Srila Prabhupada's translation and obviously the word meanings. Ragyaha of the king, jivatu, may again be enlivened. Deha ayam, this body, now preserved. Prasannaha, very much pleased. Prabhavaha, all able to do it. Yadi, if. Tatha, let it be so. Iti, thus. Ukte, when it was replied by the demigods. Nimihi, Maharaj Nimi. Raha, said. Mabhut, do not do it. Me, my. Deha bandhanam, imprisonment again in a material body. Translation. If you are satisfied with this sacrifice and if you are actually able to do so, kindly bring Maharaj Nimi back to life in this body. The demigods said yes to this request by the sages, Tatha Iti. But Maharaj Nimi said, Nimi Praha, please do not imprison me again in a material body. Mabhu me deha bandhanam. Purport of Srila Prabhupada. The demigods are in a position many times higher than that of human beings. Therefore, although the great saints and sages were also powerful brahmanas, they requested the demigods to revive Maharaj Nimi's body, which had been preserved in various perfumed balms. Why Srila Prabhupada is saying saints and sages were also powerful brahmanas? Because they also had the capacity to revive Maharaj Nimi. But then they have requested demigods because demigods are powerful. Important point that I am getting reminded is from Canto 1, where Srila Prabhupada is explaining how when a person is surrendering to Krishna or serving Krishna, the demigods with all their Adi Devic powers are also helping the devotees. They may empower him with intelligence, they may give him money or other powers. All the demigods want to have the association of an akinchana bhakta. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kutu mahat guna manoratena sati dhavato bahi. All the demigods with all their qualities reside within the body of an akinchana devotee. This is how demigods are also very, very affectionate toward the devotee of Lord Krishna. Also, Lord Shiva says to the Prachetas that just like I am very dear to the devotees of Krishna, the devotees of Krishna are also very dear to me. He doesn't say that my worshippers are dear to me. But he definitely says that the worshippers of Krishna or Vishnu are very dear to him, and he gives them the confidential mantra to worship Lord Vishnu. One should not think that the demigods are powerful only in enjoying the senses. They are also powerful in such deeds as bringing life back to a dead body. There are many similar instances in the Vedic literature. For example, according to the history of Savitri and Satyavan, Satyavan died and was being taken away by Yamaraj. But on the request of his wife Savitri, Satyavan was revived in the same body. This is an important fact about the power of the demigods. I was very much inspired to speak on the story of Savitri and Satyavan, but I think most of the Indian devotees are knowing about it. So we will not go into that subject matter. But one point was there that Savitri was, but in nutshell we can say this point, that Savitri and was married, was born to in Madhya Desh, and she was so nice, she was having such nice qualities that no prince was ready to accept her. There's something strange. I found it strange. She was so exalted in qualities, nobody felt that he was qualified to marry Savitri. But then, so his father said, okay, then go and find your husband yourself, which is not to be practiced at home. The father should find the bride is dulhan. Bridegroom is dulha. The bridegroom should be found by the father. But anyhow, she found in the forest there was one king who was the father of Satyavan was living. And because of some bad fortune, they have lost the kingdom and he has lost his sight, the father of Satyavan. And then he was married to Satyavan, but Narad Muni had told that he had few years to live. And in the last years, so she said, okay, no problem. And then he was married to Satyavan. And then on the last few days, she took a very great vow. I told I will not tell the story, but the story is interesting, so I'll tell the story. She took a very great vow for last 4 days before the death of her husband. And she was not encouraged by her in-laws, still she continued. And in the last day she requested her in-laws, that means father-in-law, that I want to accompany my husband to the forest. So then when he went to the forest, suddenly he had some pain in his head, that means Satyavan, and he fell dead. So Yamaraj himself had come to take Satyavan. So now then she glorifies and Yamaraj, and he glorifies Nishkam Karma, and that means doing selfless service, and so many topics she talks about Dharma. I know Dharmaraj will be interested in Dharma, so he was very pleased by Dharma talks. So then he said, what benediction you want? Accept the life of your husband. So first, very interestingly, she said, I want my father-in-law his eyes should come back. Okay. I also want that his kingdom should come back. Okay. And then he should have 100 sons. Father-in-law should have 100 sons. And then finally she said, I should also have 100 sons. Which also, tatheti. He said, yes, without thinking. And then the Dharmaraj was a little bit doubtful. And how can she have sons without Satyavan? It's not possible. So then Satyavan was given this benediction of living for 400 years. Both Savitri and Satyavan were given this benediction that you will live for 400 years. Something reminds me of Srila Prabhupada's lecture. He says that one person, one scientist, was told that you are about to die. So now he said he was ready to pay all the money, but doctors could not give him another moment. So only demigods can give. Doctors cannot give us this kind of life. Some other comments by other acharyas in the text number 6 is very nicely mentioned. If you read the translation, that Nimi Maharaj gave up his body and Vasishtha gave up his body. It's not that the body gave them up, which happens in this world. And the word is Adhyatma Kovidha. How could Nimi give up the body, which is body of a king, which has facility for so much enjoyment? So he was understanding, because he was Adhyatma Kovid. Kovid means an intelligent person or learned person, learned in the science of spirituality. He was knowing that he was not this body. So that's why he was very easily, he could relinquish this body. And now my doubt is there, I don't know the answer for it. Srila Prabhupada definitely say that he got a spiritual body. Now, what is the difficulty for me to understand is how the demigods couldn't give him a spiritual body. That is very difficult for me to understand, because if they could give a spiritual body to somebody else, they could themselves have a spiritual body. Isn't it? So now, they don't have a spiritual body, and that is a comment by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also, but I am not able to understand, and that question is hanging on. Srila Jiva Goswami gives comments on text number 1 to 8, only one point he says, actually he says on text number 8, he says, how does Nimi Maharaj spoke? Because Nimi Maharaj has not yet come back to his body. I can speak because I am in this gross body. If I was giving class like a ghost, that would have been difficult. At least camera would have not been effective. Maybe some sound would have come. So how he could speak? He said that he spoke by the power of yoga in his subtle body. And through his subtle body and by some mystic power, he could speak. So he has not entered into the gross body. Another question which is still lingering in my mind is, the word is Deha Bandhanam. Now, Deha Bandhanam refers to bondage to the body. Now, if he got a spiritual body, then definitely he does not want into a subtle gross body. But if he has subtle body, then maybe it is only referring to the gross body. That means the gross body which we have. So these two things I have not understood. If some devotee can help me, then please help me. But it has to come from some bona fide sources. Like, opinion is not accepted in Bhagavatam classes. Opinions have no value. I have not found anything on that, so I am still not clear about it. What has happened? But one thing is there, that he realized how painful it is to be in this material body. That's why even if he was going to become a king, again, he was not interested. And that's something interesting, that even as a king or anybody in this world, we are actually suffering. Just like all of us are sitting here, no matter how much money you have, I don't have anything. Maybe I have 200 rupees in the pocket here. But it doesn't reduce my suffering of the cold. That people don't understand. Every day we have to go to toilet, no matter we are President of India or President of United States or anybody. It's a miserable body. And why devotees get sickness? So that after the theory which we learn in Bhagavad Gita, they can also understand the laboratory work. It's like in chemistry we study some theory and then we see this is also happening in the lab. So we also get some suffering, but we understand that this place is not something we want to come back again. So this is something which we will learn. But still I am confused now on this point, that how Nimi Maharaj is staying on our eyes, and why he has to do that. Those questions are unanswered, unsolved mysteries. I don't know the answers. Just like if you have some of these questions, and if you might have asked in the class, then I would have said, if I was there in the audience, I would have asked the same questions. So I don't know the answers to that, so you please help me out on that. So now, I am finished with Miss Bhagavatam. Finished means I have completed my Bhagavatam class. Now there are appearance and disappearance day of Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj, and also appearance day of Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and also one devotee informed me that Mahaprabhu left home and took sannyas today. Not sannyas today, but he left home. Is that like that? Today he took sannyas. So before I speak on this, a very important point on Mahaprabhu's this pastime. You know that Mahaprabhu was Nimai Pandit, and he was giving classes, and after coming from Gaya, he was always in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. So in one of his days, he was only chanting Gopi, 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 and one of his Brahmana students had come and said, what value is there in chanting Gopi, Gopi? And then in the mood of Gopi, Mahaprabhu became angry and he wanted to beat him, and then he ran away. And then when he met with his other Brahmana friends, he said, what does this Nimai Pandit think of himself? I am also a Brahmana. How can he beat us? So then And next time if he tries to beat us, we'll beat him up. So because of this offense, whatever knowledge they had, it got covered. So Mahaprabhu was thinking, I came and I descended to cure them and help them. But reverse is happening. Because of offending me, whatever mercy they could have received is getting blocked. So then he was thinking, how can I help them? And that was the reason he took sannyas. And that has been explained in the shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam Vande Mahapurushite Charanaravindam. But the story doesn't stop here. Now again I'll take you to Srivas Angan where the kirtans were happening. And you know the pastime when the son of Srivas Thakur had died. And he had not allowed the kirtan to be stopped. And that time afterwards Mahaprabhu was made aware of this fact. So then Mahaprabhu was crying and saying, how can I leave the devotees like you? So please mark this point of Mahaprabhu. Nobody understood what Mahaprabhu is saying. And then again Sachi Mata, who is the abode of love, and it's not that Vishnu Priya could not cook properly or she was fighting with Mahaprabhu and that's why he had to file a divorce or something like that. We cannot imagine the extent of selfless love which Mother Vishnu Priya had for Mahaprabhu. But he took sannyas for all those people who blasphemed him, who were against him and who offended him, and left those people, those devotees and a loving mother who were ocean of love for him. This is an amazing mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that we are grateful for him for this mercy. This is called Anirupadhik Karuna. We are merciful to those people whom at least they are good to us. I mean at least somewhat they have to be good to us. They may be suffering, but if they curse us, we don't want to be merciful to them. If they beat us, they do not. You know, nobody will be merciful. At least I will not be in any way merciful. But that is how amazing mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Something reminds me of, same thing of reminds me of Narottam Das Thakur, who is praying for the association of Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj. And when Narottam Das Thakur left his body, so the people who were envious of him, blasphemed him, see what happened to him? He was trying to initiate the born Brahmanas. What did he think of himself? And Narottam Das Thakur had gone to Goloka. And then again he came and revived himself to keep or to convince these people who were envious of him. Just imagine if you go to Goloka, what you can worry about what people say about you in this world, isn't it? They may say, Je anilo prema dhena, or they may not say. Who cares? I'm in Goloka with Krishna, and then again he came back. Again, Nirupadhik Karuna. So, now that's very interesting. Such an exalted Vaishnav like Narottam Das Thakur, he's saying, Ramachandra Sanga Mange Narottam Das. So, that's something interesting. So, first we'll discuss something about Narottam Das Thakur, and then we'll discuss, Ramchandra Kaviraj. And then we'll see something about Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ji. So one of the qualities of Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj was Kaviraj does not mean an Ayurvedic doctor. It may also mean an Ayurvedic doctor. Well, devotees are Ayurvedic doctors. They are Vaidyas. Sadhu Vaidya Pai. Bhramite Bhramite Yadi Sadhu Vaidya Pai. But he was known because he was king among the poets. And he was born in the town of Sarajani on the banks of Ganges, the son of Sunanda and Chiranjeev Sen. So, like that. Then, after the death of his father, Ramchandra went to live in Kumarnagar with his maternal grandfather, Damodar Kaviraj, who was a disciple of Narahari Sarkar. And then, also, all these details are there, I would not go into that. Srinivas Acharya, Vrindavan Bihari Prabhu told me this pastime. I think it was his marriage ceremony, Ramchandra Kaviraj. Is it like that? So Ramchandra Kaviraj's marriage ceremony was there. He was going and then seeing him, Srinivas Acharya spoke out loud, such a nice person, intelligent person. If he could have actually served Krishna, that would have been very nice. So that entered into the ears of Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj. So what did he did? He just left the wedding. So he left the wedding. I heard something similar to regarding this in one saint also of Maharashtra. When he was about to get married, so the Panditji said, Savdhan, be careful. So the Savdhan, oh, I should, that means I should be careful of this marriage. And he ran from there and became a saint. Anyhow, something interesting also, you know about Birhambhir. Birhambhir was a great devotee, but before he was a great dacoit. And he stole all the manuscripts which were being sent, which were sent by Jiva Goswamiji, by the, with the three people, devotees, Anantadas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya and Shyamanand Prabhu. So later on, you know, I will not tell the whole past time, but Birhambhir became the disciple of Srinivas Acharya, and this Ramchandra Kaviraj, he was the Shiksha Guru of Birhambhir. So this is also another of his quality. And when he visited Vrindavan, he had association of Jiva Goswami and other Vaishnavas. And he was who gave him the Kaviraj title? They were very pleased by his poetry, and Srila Jiva Goswami gave him the title of Kaviraj. That's quite interesting again. Like, I mean, we can say you are a good devotee, you are a nice devotee, you are very learned. So that may be of very little value because we ourselves are not so learned. But if Jiva Goswami tells or gives a title to somebody that you are a Kaviraj, not only Kavi but Kaviraj, king among the poets, so you can them, and still we can't understand how much great that person must be. That is amazing. So it's not that Jiva Goswami is giving title to anybody. Like now I heard that one Mataji, one of student of my mother, she paid 5 lakh rupees to get the title of Ashtotar Shat or something like that, Mahamandaleshwar, like that. So it's not a title which is to be accepted or given by people who have no value. Jiva Goswami gave the value, this title. Yeah, and Ramchandra Kaviraj was full of virtues, as we have mentioned, Akinchana devotee, and he was, as the article mentions, Narottam Das' second self. Okay. I will tell one pastime of Ramchandra Kaviraj in relationship with Narottam Das Thakur, and that's very interesting. One time, some caste Brahmanas wanted to have an argument with Narottam Das Thakur. So, with all their team, they had come to argue Shastrarth with Narottam Das Thakur. So, what they have planned, that on the way, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Srila Ramchandra Kaviraj, they had a plot. He said, these Brahmanas will need pan, betel nut, and they will need pots, mud pots to make some bhoga, or prasad, whatever. So one person became the pot wala, another person became the pan wala. So when they approached, so definitely they had a talk with them, and they were surprised that this pan wala and pot wala was talking among themselves in Sanskrit. So they were very surprised. And as they were talking, they purposefully, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Narottam Das Thakur, raised some philosophical issues. Just imagine, you go to a potwala and then he gives you a Gita class. Or he says, Jiva Goswami says this in his commentary, and what is your opinion about it? You will be surprised. Jiva Goswami says this, and he speaks in Sanskrit also. They were completely surprised. So now, then they began to engage in argument with them, and they themselves defeated these Brahmanas. So he said, but then they asked him, where you were going? So he said they wanted to meet Narottam Das Thakur. And they said, they said, who is your Guru Maharaj? He said, Narottam Das Thakur. So then they were scratching their head, you know, if the disciples who are pot wala and beetle net wala, if they are so intelligent, how much intelligent the Guru will be there? So they gave up the idea of having any argument with Srila Narottam Das Thakur. This is how. Now something very interesting, that how a disciple who is competent should defend his spiritual master, should be able to defend Siddhanta, in case some people say, like, raise an objection to that. So some point that he also went to Shyamkund and Radhakund and met Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, where Raghunath Das Goswami very affectionately embraced him. So again, when Narottam Das Thakur is seeking his association, so we can again understand how great that Vaishnava is. So we should pray on this day for his mercy, so we can advance at least inch by inch in Krishna consciousness. I will say something about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. As you know, among the six Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is a major, one of the main Goswamis. And he lived for 75 years in this world. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's father was Venkata Bhatta, who met Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ranganath's temple, and Mahaprabhu was dancing very ecstatically. So he was surprised and he invited Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu stayed in their home for 4 months of Chaturmas. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami had an opportunity to serve Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a small child. And he was very much attracted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we know the discourses or interaction which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had with Venkata Bhatta regarding Lakshmiji and the love of the gopis. So all those things were happening there. And just imagine, for 4 months, something interesting happened also similar in Puri, where a boy wanted to always meet Mahaprabhu. And Damodar Pandit had objection. And there Srila Prabhupada mentions that it's the nature of a small boy that when he is given affection by some man, he naturally becomes attracted to him. So we cannot imagine how much affection Mahaprabhu gave to Gopal Bhatta or Gopal at that time. And he gave him the instruction that when you serve your parents, and when they leave, then you go to Vrindavan. And that's what he did. Now, instead of going too deep into the biography, I would again like to go back now to the point that how, when Gopal Bhatta Goswami went to Gandaki River and received the Shaligram Shila, and he brought the Shaligram Shila, you know that pastime also. So he had that intense eagerness. He was serving obviously with love, and you know that some merchant had come, was giving cloths to for various deities. So he had that desire that Krishna should, how will I be able to serve the Lord when he doesn't have a form in which it can be given some clothes. So you know that pastime. So devotees already know this, Krishna manifested. So I did not have time, but that reminds me of a shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Brahmaji, that in whichever form their devotee worships, the Lord manifests himself. So, and you know, he was remembering how you appeared as Narsingdev from a pillar, so why you can't appear for me? Intense devotion, intense eagerness, utkantha to serve Krishna. And that's why Krishna manifested that. And he can do anything for his devotee. And that again reminds me of the word Achyuta. Achyuta is Krishna's one of the names of Krishna, is Achyuta. And the meaning of Achyuta is he never falls down from his position. What is his position? He never falls down from showing mercy to his devotees. He never falls down from fulfilling the desires of his devotees. So in this case we see a great reciprocation between Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Srila Radharaman Dev, who manifested that beautiful form. And we have heard that Radharaman ji is exactly like Krishna, isn't it? So he himself manifested to satisfy the desire of his devotee. That's something very interesting. Just like Prabhupada says, whole world will come because Krishna Balaram ji is here. So they came here, or they manifested himself because of the desire of his devotee. That's something very interesting. I mean, we hear these pastimes, but if it happened to us, what we will feel? Immediately on Facebook or on social media, you see Krishna has appeared before me. Even if it has not happened, sometimes some people post their messages, you know, my Thakurji is looking like, earlier he was doing left, now doing right. So, but that kind of, we sometimes receive this kind of things. But sometimes we think it was only happening 500 years back. Is it happening in ISKCON? Is kind of reciprocation happening in ISKCON? I will say share some of them. His Grace Jananivas Prabhu was asked that we have heard that you had some reciprocations with Shri Radha Madhav. So would you like to share? Then he said, no, they have told me not to share. So one senior devotee said, you don't have to tell anything more. Understood? One devotee, my friend Sudama Prabhu, he is in Mayapur studying. On Ekadashi he keeps all night vigil. He just remains awake. And at 1 o'clock in the night, from the altar, Janinivas Prabhu was coming out. And then he asked, Prabhuji, what are you doing here? And just to, you know, wishwash the matter, Prabhuji said, what are you doing here? And then he just left from there. What kind of attraction, what kind of reciprocation he must be getting from Shri Radha Madhav after years of selfless service, we cannot conceive. Someday Krishna will also address us by our name. It's like Akrura was thinking, when I will go, then he will call me uncle. No, he will not call me uncle, but he will say Tat. And that's what Krishna said, he will embrace me, and yes. And that is that kind of manuvratha, that kind of desire, utkantha, should be coming in the heart of a devotee. And Krishna will fulfill that. Whatever Akrura had desired, all those things and more than that, Krishna had reciprocated. Very beautiful. Another pastime of Janinavas Prabhu, that he was decorating or putting, was painting, repainting Jagannath Ji. What is that? Rajapur Jagannath. And then again some pin was there, his cloth or something like that. So in the night time, Balram Ji came and slapped him, and he actually had stitches on his thing. So be ready, Balram Ji is maybe a little heavy, heaven is reciprocation. So do you think I am only a doll or something? Like that. So the deity is always reciprocating, but we are like small kids who have not learnt how to speak mama and daddy. When a child is small, the parents want that the child should speak, and parents can speak to the child, but the child cannot speak. So right now we are so covered that we cannot understand the reciprocation of Krishna in the form of deity when he manifests. Still we should continue to serve and pay obeisances and serve them and see them. We should come here to see them so that they can see us. Today when I was before Radha Shamsundar, I said, how much I can see you, but you please see me nicely. Have your mercy, I am too much fallen, I have so many things to, so much to advance. That's how one devotee was there who was blind and used to go to see Banke Bihariji. And some young boys made fun of him. You cannot see, so how are you coming here to see? So he said, I cannot see, but it does not mean the Lord is also blind. Lord is seeing me, so he used to go every day. And one important point, one more devotee mentioned regarding the deities thing is that we may think, I will not come for Mangalarti. What does it matter? But when I am coming every day for Mangalarti, Krishna become accustomed to seeing me. You know, and he misses me. That something is very difficult for us. Thousands of devotees are there, I may be somewhere in the corner. But actually Krishna misses any devotee who does not come for Mangalarti. And he is taking the attendance, although he does not say you will not get prasadam if you don't come for Mangalar. He will still get prasadam. But he misses us. And rather, he is missing us so much in the spiritual world. All of us. So this is how, and when he comes, when he sends his devotees. Now, something very interesting that, like Gopal Bhatta Goswami is mentioned that he is also one of the manjaris. And the last part is mentioned which manjari he is. Guna manjari. And Ramchandra Kaviraj also is called one of the manjaris. Don't you feel surprised why all the manjaris are coming in our lineage only? Just to give so much mercy. Manjari is not an ordinary person, isn't it? Directly from the pastimes of Krishna, they're coming here to reciprocate. So I'll stop here. If any comments or questions are there, or some additions are there regarding the Goswamis. Yes, Mataji had a question, Prabhuji had a question. You can first ask. Yes, Prabhu. I am not so expert, I am anyhow not expert in anything, but telling biography, I was from first class, so it's little. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. The question, two questions you asked.
Yes.
One question was how Maharaj Devi spoke.
So that was answered because that has been answered by Jiva Goswami. By his yogic powers, he could speak through subtle body. That answer.
Because in the Bhagavatam Mahamatya, it's a Hindukari story.
Yeah, that's what is mentioned here by Jiva Goswami, that he spoke through his subtle body but his power of yoga.
And the first one you asked, that the demigods, they could give the spiritual body to the Nimi Maharaj, how could they not give themselves, they could become a spiritualized person?
Yeah.
Actually, if you see, like, they are the servants for Krishna. And whatever power is given, their power is given to them to give the other to others, not for themselves, like a treasurer. Treasurer has a lot of money, but he cannot use for himself.
No, Prabhuji, our point is, example you can give, but you have to quote some reference, then only I can accept. Because, please forgive me, because what happens is whenever you say something like this, there has to be some reference. Now, see, the demigods themselves are saying, anybody who seeks help of demigods and he wants to cross over the ocean, you know what they say? It's like a person who's catching hold of a tail of a dog and he wants to cross. So very easy. And also, one person asked me this question yesterday. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, da shloka. Deva na sasya. One should not be a demigod if he cannot deliver his dependents. And there Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur very clearly says, he gives various examples, just like Prahlad rejected his father Hiranyakashipu, Bharat, that means Bharat rejected Kaikeyi, and then so many examples are there. And then Vibhishan rejected Ravana, his brother, various examples. And then he gives a very interesting example, Khatvang Maharaj rejected Indra. Khatvang Maharaj rejected Indra. And we can understand that all the demigods headed by Indra were there with Nimi Maharaj also. So Khatvang Maharaj asked, can you give me liberation? And what was the answer? Can you tell me? What was the answer? Yes, we will give you now. No, he said, we cannot give you. So he is very much sure that it is not there. So it's not very clear whether he got really spiritual body or he was in a subtle body only. I am not so clear about it. I mean, I have not got any reference on that. How you can got a spiritual?
See, for example, of Khatvang Maharaj,
yeah.
Yajati, in the Padam Puran, it says that when Matali was sent by Indra to Maharaj Yajati, then he refused. He did not.
So, demigod, what is that? Tapanti tapai, patanti parvatad, yajanti yajai, vadanti vadahi, vina harer naiva mritim staranti. Srila Siddha Swami says, you may do all the tapasya. You may do all the Vedic literatures, you can have all kind of opinion, Veda Vadai or whatever, Vadas, and that do all kind of yajnas, but Vina Harim Naiva Mritim Taranti, without taking shelter of Hari, nobody can get. And then we also hear that Mukti Pradata Vishnu Evana Sanshaya by Lord Shiva himself, he says, only Vishnu can give Mukti. So still I am not, and also I would also not found that Nimi Maharaj went back to Godhead. That also I have not found here. I'm ready for correction if that is there, but I have not found that he has gone back to Godhead. So anyhow, some things can, some questions can be in the loop. So at least we remain in the loop of the questions, not in the loop of Maya. We don't understand. And many things we don't understand. One lecture Srila Prabhupada is giving, the video lecture. And one Mataji asked the question, Prabhupada, how do I understand that Parishad Maharaj was ruling the whole world? And Prabhupada answers very nicely, says, you don't ask this question. You just ask the question, how you can chant 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles. Some questions, because we can't understand how Parishad Maharaj was doing that. Anyhow, I mean, I can only accept an answer. I'm little stubborn on that answer with the reference, then I can accept. Yeah. Mataji had a question, something? Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhupada class.
Yes.
You did mention in your class that Krishna never fails to fulfill the desires of his devotees.
Yes.
But we have also heard that it depends on what the desires are.
It's a good question. Krishna never always fulfills the desires of his devotees. Shil, one of the commentaries mentioned Nam, Shrida Siddhava Swami says in Akrur Manurath, he says, Sakama Nam Abhyudhaya Pradam. Those who are have material desires, Krishna gives them material elevation. Mumukshu Nam Sansar Bhaya Nivartakam. Those who are fearful of this world, he gives them liberation. Anuragi Nam Ananda Pradam. Those who have love for him, he gives them happiness, bliss. Very nice. This is somehow I remembered this. So Krishna is like a Kalpavriksha. Kalpavriksha, he gives whatever you want. So depending on your desire, Krishna fulfills that. Same thing. Amogaha Bhagavad Bhakti, that means Bhagavad Bhakti, Bhakti which is rendered to Krishna is Amogha. It cannot be baffled. But then Shraddha Anusarana. And Sridhar Swami says Shraddha Anusarana means Ichha Anusarana. What is my desire? Depending on that, I get the result of my bhakti. So if I desire material things, I get material things. Now definitely a doubt will be there. But we have also heard from the fifth canto, Satyam Dishati Arthito Arthito Nirnam Nevartido Yat Punar Arthita Yataha Swayam Vidatte Bhajatam Anichitam Ichhapidhanam Nijapada Palvam. This is Satya. This is 100% sure. A person approaches Krishna with some artha, Krishna fulfills that. But Naivartha Doyata Punaratadataha. He does not fulfill in a way that he further desires that. And Swayam Vidate Bhajatam Anichitam, even if he does not desire Krishna, Swayam Vidate, he himself gives himself to the devotee. Ichhapidhanam Nijapada Palvam. So this is how, this is Krishna's nature, but at least in the first stage, he definitely fulfills the material desires of anybody who approaches him. Satyam Dishati Arthito Nartyanana, like that. So he fulfills the desires of the devotee and also elevates him further. Good thing about Krishna, when he fulfills the desires of the devotee, he also gives him good intelligence. It's like a child asks a balloon from his father. So he gives a balloon, but later on, somewhere he comes with a pin and pierces the balloon also. Devotee understands, this is not what I really wanted. What I wanted was Krishna. This is a very good quality of Krishna, which is not, this facility is not available in worshipping demigods. I hope it answers your question somewhat. Okay. Hare Krishna. And yes, Prabhuji, you have a question.
Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhu, as you said, we come in front of Krishna, we see him. And Krishna also sees us. And sometimes if we are absent, we cannot come for some purpose.
Yes.
And Krishna comes and sees us.
No, I did not say that Krishna comes and sees me, but he says he misses me.
He misses.
Yes.
He misses me. That means he is thinking he comes always, but today he is not coming.
Yes.
So he is thinking of a devotee.
Always. You can see in 5th canto, 5th chapter, Rishabhdev says, I am always thinking about the welfare of my devotee. Even if a devotee has all these anarthas, still he is always thinking about the welfare of his devotee.
So suppose if purposely I am not coming, or sometimes I think I am tired, I don't want to go in this one, so...
Then also Krishna is saying, why is not coming purposely? Krishna knows our purpose more than what we know, isn't it? Sannidhi Matrena, Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan says. It's like I have cold, I cannot smell it, but just being near to this flower, people can take the fragrance. So Krishna is Sannidhi, very near to the living entity. He knows the desires, he knows our purpose, everything. A good thing is that only he sees the positive things. Only. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran ki jai.